morning. Welcome to the conference call of BTG to release the results of the fourth quarter of 2018. Today here with us, we have Mr. Vladimir Wranevski, CEO, the Financial VP, and the IRO. This presentation is recorded, and all participants will be connected in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. We are going to start the questions and answer session for analysts when further instructions will be provided. Should anyone need any assistance during this conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. We would like to inform that questions may be sent directly to the investor relations team of BTG at the email ri@btg.com.br. The audio and the slide deck of this conference call are being simultaneously transmitted on the internet at the address www.btg.com.br/ri. At that address, you may find the slide deck for you to download at the webcast platform. Before proceeding, we would like to say that statements made during this conference call relative to BTG business prospects, operational and financial projections and goals are beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and are based on information currently available. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect the future performance of BTG and may lead to results that will be materially different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, we would like to give the floor to Mr. Vladimir Wranevski, who is going to start the presentation. Mr. Wranevski, please.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Before anything, I would like you for your attendance in BTG conference call to release the results of Q4 and 2018 and for the whole year. 2018 was a very important year for us at BTG when we reached important landmarks on the company's process of recovery. The most important was the full payment of the six installments to creditors as foreseen in a forward plan amounting to 91 million BRL. The company has also completed the capital increase at 74.2 million BRL. Additionally, as set forth in the plan, we paid 84.1 million BRL. Total, considering the installments, the capital increase, and the payments, the company has already settled 250 million BRL in debt subject to the recovery plan as specified in its recovery plan. We have honored all the commitments assumed with all our creditors. From now on, considering that the future maturities will take place in about 15 years, we have had a significant reduction in the cash pressure of the company. We are still focusing our attention on improving our processes, controls, and focusing on increasing our efficiency and continuously reduce costs. We are conducting part of the review work together with our external auditors. In the last quarter, we revisited a relevant part of our internal controls and implemented significant improvements. These improvements will continue to be implemented along the year of 2019. In spite of the large cash pressure that we dealt with in 2018, we are able to deliver an undertaking in Belém with 77 total amount of sales. Once we completed this important phase of the plan, our focus towards the end of 2018 was more on strategic planning for the short and long term. As part of this work, in addition to planning the return of our launches, we are trying to identify new opportunities that will make it possible for PDG to diversify its services and products with the aim of generating additional revenue. Now, starting today's agenda, we go to slide number 4, where you can see the executive summary with the main highlights of the fourth quarter in 2018. As I mentioned before, between June and November, the company paid the 6 installments to creditors, totaling 91 million. Gross profit in Q4 2018 reached 137 million BRL, compared to a loss of 18 million in Q4 17. During 2018, the gross profit was 33 million BRLs, an increase of 25% over 2017. The adjusted net loss for 2018, when considered non-recurring factors, and these amounts were organized in 2017, and I guess you must remember that. So the adjusted net loss fell by 1.8 billion BRLs, or 70% year-on-year. And when we compare the fourth quarter of 2018 to the fourth quarter of 2017, the reduction in losses was 1.4 billion BRLs, or 92%. Now, about gross sales, there was an increase of 14% in the fourth quarter of 2018 as compared to Q4 17, going from 94 to 107 million BRLs. And year-on-year sales grew 21% and reaching 333 million BRLs for the 12 months of 2018. Net sales also improved significantly in 2018, totaling 140 million BRLs during the year in comparison to negative sales recorded in 12 months of 2017. Year-to-date numbers or G&A fell by 64, reaching 125 in 2018. This reduction is a reflex of the adaptations of the structure and higher operational efficiency of the company. The 33% increase in the number of units transferred in 2018 in the fourth quarter of 2018 as compared to the fourth quarter of 2017. If we compare the fourth quarter of 2018 to 2017, there was an increase of 30% in PSV. Now, talking about recent events, in March, we delivered the project Mais Viver Campinas with 444 units and PSV of 63.3 million BRLs. On slide 3, you can see an update on the execution of our court supervisory organization plan. As I mentioned before, along the year of 2018, we have completed 3 fundamental phases of our recovery plan, being the 6 installments, the capital increase for conversion of the debt, and also the payment amounting to 84 million BRLs. In this manner, during 2018, we reduced our structured debt. On slide number 7, you can see the debt structure of PDG. Between the third quarter of 2018 and the fourth quarter of 2018, the debt reduced by 22 million BRLs, or 3%. This reduction is due to the payment of the installments in the plan that were paid to creditors of rates 1, 2, and 3, and 4, who chose for a option of plan of payment. Still as part of the recovery, in the fourth quarter of 2018, we paid 39 million BRLs. In the year, the debt reduced by 94 million BRLs, or 11%. So this reduction is explained by the payments that I have mentioned before. On slide number 9, you can see the schedule of everything related to the reverse split of shares. Just as a reminder, the company received on the 14th of October of 2018 a notification from B3 after verifying that the closing quotation of the shares was below 1 BRL for 3 consecutive trading sessions. And then on December 18th, we had a shareholder meeting that approved the reverse stock split in a proportion of 10 to 1. On January 14th, 2019, the shares started to be traded as a group at the proportion of 10 to 1. On January 28th, 2019, there were the reverse split remaining shares were auctioned. Now moving to operational and financial results on slide number 11, you can see the results of sales. On the fourth quarter of 2018, gross sales reached 107 million BRLs, 14% over the fourth quarter of 2017, and 31% above the third quarter of 2018. Year-to-date numbers, sales totaled 333 million BRLs, or 21% above 2017. The improvement in the pace of sales, if we compare to 2017, is a reflex especially of changes in our sales policy with a recovery of sales of units and commercial campaigns and the digital media. The total sold in the year, 33 million, were sales of units that generated free cash for the company. Spot sales totaled 10 million in Q4 2018, representing 9% of gross sales in the quarter. For the 12 months of 2018, one installment sales totaled 72 million BRLs, 22% of gross sales in the period. And total cancellations is 45 million BRLs in the fourth quarter of 2018, 221% above Q4 17. This large increase in cancellations as compared to the fourth quarter of 2017, compared to the fourth quarter of 2018, is compared by the slowdown in cancellations that occurred in Q4 17 when the company was finalizing the approval of its recovery plan. So if we compare the cancellations that took place along the year, 193 million BRLs in 2018, 44% below 2017. Net sales totaled 62 million BRLs in Q4 2018, 22% above Q4 17 and 80% above the third quarter of 2018. We are 12 months numbers combined to the new volume of cancellations. We're positive by 44 million in 2018 vis-a-vis negative sales by 18 million in 2017. Now, going to slide 12, you can see SG&A. In the fourth quarter of 2018, general administrative G&A expenses increased due to payments to the company's financial and legal advisors. If we consider the whole year, G&A reduced by 6% as compared to 2017. Commercial expenses increased in the fourth quarter and year on year due to higher expenses with commercial campaigns and to the recognition of commission expenses related to cancellations occurred in 2018. In this manner, G&A expenses, if we total them, if we see SG&A increased by 84%, if we compare Q4 18 to Q4 18, and increased 3% if we compare the 12 months of 2018 to 12 months of 2017. And we are going to continue paying special attention and making efforts to reduce costs until we adapt the company's structure. On slide number 13, about the company's inventory, compare Q4 2018, totaled 1,891,000,000 BRL at market value, 3% below the value that we had in the third quarter of 2018. As to the fourth quarter of 2017, the drop was 15%. The number of total number of units in inventory went from 5,000 to 4,853 in Q4 2018, a reduction of 4%. As to the fourth quarter of 2017, there was a reduction of 13% in the number of units in inventory. At the end of the year, the cancellations in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro concentrated 50% of the company's inventory, excluding commercial products. The total of the residential inventory, 51%, is concentrated in projects with good liquidity. The company's inventory presents the following features. 40% of total inventory, including commercial, is concentrated in projects above 60%. 50% of the total inventory is concentrated in residential products, excluding My Home, My Life, and commercial and development. And the completed inventory is 66% of our PSC is located in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, and 90% is concentrated in projects with more than 60% of units sold. On slide number 14, you can see the company's financial results. And taking out the positive effects that were non-recurring that took place in 2017, the loss in the company's financial reduced 655 million BRL, going from 1,074,000,000 year-to-date in 2017 to 419 million at the end of 2018. And the debt of the company that we saw in slide number 15 reduced by 28 million BRLs between the third quarter of 2018 and the fourth quarter of 2017 to the fourth quarter of 2018. During 2018, the amortizations totaled 358 million. However, the gross debt increased 105 million because of the interest incurred and monetary correction. With reduction of 96 million in availabilities because of amortizations that I have mentioned before, the net debt increased 68 million BRLs. As if we compare Q4 18 to the third quarter of 2018, this is a 3% increase. In the year, the net debt increased 180% million BRLs, or 7%. Lastly, on slide number 16, you can see our income statement, as I have mentioned before. If we update the company's compliance with the special tax recovery program, this us joining generated a reduction in tax to pay, and at the end of 2018, all installments had been paid, and totaling 29 million BRL. In this manner, I end the presentation of our performance in 2018 and for the whole year of 2018. If you have any questions, our investor relations department is available at the email ri.pdz.com.br. Thank you all very much. Thank you very much. The conference call of the fourth quarter of 2018 of BDG has now ended. We kindly request you to disconnect your lines now. Thank you very much.